for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Linda Reagan.
Good morning. My guest today is Paige Oxendine, one of the founders of Rosie, an advocate network for female business leaders and owners in the community. Paige, you and fellow Rosie founder Rachel Anderson were guests on this show almost exactly 2 years ago this month. We're excited to learn what has transpired with Rosie since then. As we wrap up Women's History Month, that will have just ended when this interview airs, briefly remind our listeners what Rosie is and what need it addresses.
Yeah, so Rosie was founded in November of 2016. Rachel Anderson and myself were really interested in forming an organization and really I think what is better described as a network for local women, whether that be local business owners, prospective business owners, female leaders really across industries who were interested in connecting with one another and also connecting with all of the other fantastic resources that we know exist in Springfield. So we knew there were a lot of groups doing a lot of great work, but we certainly felt there was a need that we could fill, particularly when it came to connecting all those pieces and also when it comes more specifically to increasing the number of women on boards throughout the city and also at the state level.
Has the organization grown since you and Rachel kicked things off 2.5 years ago?
Yes, things have certainly grown, and really the growth and the interest in Rosie has far exceeded our initial expectations in really the best way possible. And so today we are really proud to say that there are more than 1,000 women who are locally are part of Rosie. And so that is really exciting to continue to see those numbers grow really day to day. Joining is super easy and there's no cost associated. And so we continue to see really strong membership growth. And we also launched Brosie shortly after Rosie, so a network for male allies who want to be involved and be supportive of our efforts. And we have over 300 Brosies signed up today as well. And so there's been a lot of growth and a lot of excitement, and that makes us really happy.
So Brosie is one of the changes that you made when since you started. Have you seen the need to make any other changes or adjustments to Rosie?
Yeah, I think Brosie is a great example of us really wanting to capitalize on energy and interest related to what we were doing. That was certainly a space, I think, if you had told us, you know, that we would be forming a male advocate arm just a few months after the initial launch, we probably would have said you were crazy. But we were getting a lot of positive response from men in the community and a lot of questions about how they could be involved and be supportive. And we certainly didn't want to lose out on any of that enthusiasm or momentum. And aside from that, I think what we continue to see is more and more work in the community that is female-centric. There's certainly more women-centric events and programming and organizations than there were when we launched, you know, 2.5 or 3 years ago as we were thinking about this. And we think all of that is really positive. All of that is really exciting to us. And what we want to continue to do is really keep a pulse on what's happening in the community and where we can really focus our efforts in a way that it isn't duplicative of other work that's being done.
Wonderful. Do you have a testimonial story that you might share regarding someone who benefited from joining Rosie?
Yeah, so we have heard such positive feedback from members really over the last 2 years. And I think it's exciting because it really spans across industries, across age, and also in terms of what women were looking for and what success or an achievement looked like for them. And so we've had women who have made major career changes in part through introductions that we were able to play a role in making or doors that we were able to help open up for them. We've had women who are now serving on boards for the first time in their lives, who have always been interested in that, and it's exciting to see them give back to their community. And I think the success is true not only for members, but then also for organizations. We've heard tremendous feedback from executive directors and staff at various nonprofits where we have helped source and identify board members for them and have put them in touch with some really incredible local women who I don't think they would have otherwise known about. And to hear their feedback in terms of, you know, these new volunteer leaders they have and the impact that that's going to have on their organization is also really positive. And so I think, you know, it's a win-win for us and for the community.
Well, congratulations on all that success. How can a potential member learn more about the organization?
Yeah, so the best way to go to find more information and to join, whether you're a Rosie or a Brosie, is RosieSGF, so RosieSGF.com. So you can read more about us there. You can always view our upcoming events. We tend to do quarterly events, and so not a ton of programming because we know everyone is really busy and there are lots of things in the community to put on your calendar and to make time for. But there's also the join form there, and that's really the best way to keep in touch with us, and then also links to all of our social handles as well.
Well, thank you, Paige, for being on our program today. My guest has been Paige Oxendine, one of the founders of the advocacy organization Rosie. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this program and others in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org.